This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kate Delaney, America Tonight. What's buzzworthy across the land? We're going to talk about it. Plus, take you to the movies in our next segment here on the show. And Chinese ripoffs. This one will get you hot under the collar. We're going to talk to the CEO of PromGirl.com. Whoa! What is happening right under our noses is unbelievable. Again, that's coming up at the tail end of this hour of America Tonight. One of the movies we're going to review is Snowden, the Oliver Stone movie that's getting some buzz, but will it be good? And Bridget Jones is back for part three. Is that going to be any good whatsoever? Julian Assange is on a mission. He says that he would serve prison time in the U.S. in exchange for President Obama's clemency to Chelsea Manning. And, of course, why is he saying that? Because he's the one who got him in trouble in the first place when he was encouraged to become a whistleblower. And he has said, if he grants him clemency, I will turn myself in. An attorney for Assange said that the deal would have to include a pardon for Manning, who was convicted in 2013 of stealing and disseminating 750,000 pages of documents and videos to WikiLeaks in what's been described as the largest leak of classified material in U.S. history. Manning was found guilty, as you all remember, of 20 of the 22 charges leveled against her, now her, including violations of the U.S. Espionage Act. Assange has been granted political asylum at the Ecuadorian embassy in London as he fights extradition to Sweden, where he faces sexual assault allegations. People forget this, but this has been going on for a long time. He has said that he fears extradition to Sweden would lead to another extradition to the U.S., where he could face the death penalty if he's charged and convicted of publishing government secrets through WikiLeaks. So, Thursday's tweet offering the deal was posted along with letters from his attorney addressed to Attorney General Loretta Lynch that pressed the Department of Justice to provide information about its ongoing criminal investigation into Manning. So I just don't think, I don't believe that anything is good. There's going to be any movement here. It would be a stunner if there was. I mean, an absolute stunner. So I'm going to say no, that's not going to happen. It is buzzworthy? Absolutely. Does it go anywhere? No. It's like Snowden. Snowden, are you coming back to the United States to be tried? No. That's not happening anytime soon. I'll take Russia. I mean, would you rather be confined to the Ecuadorian embassy like Assange, or would you rather be like Ed Snowden and be in Russia? I mean, I think here's the thing. When that happens, you desperately want to go back to your home country. I think Snowden wants to come back, but he knows he can't unless he was pardoned or unless he thought he was going to get a fair trial, but I don't see that happening. I don't see him coming back. It'd be a real stunner. It would. It'd be a very, I mean, it would be a crazy, crazy stunner if that happened. Speaking of stunning, if you have a Samsung 7, do you? Anybody listening to me have a Samsung 7? If you get on a plane, you can't use it. Oh, they'll be all over you. Afraid it's going to explode and do something to the plane. They're announcing it on planes. Keep it off if you've got one. No. So Samsung pushed and pushed and pushed and tried so hard to get people to pick up their phone. And now there's problems with its battery. Exploded a couple of phones, got people very, very nervous. And now if you travel and you're on any flight, Delta, American, Southwest, name it, unless it's your own plane, which, how nice for you, forget it. Not happening. You're going to have to shut it down if they see you with it. Going to have to shut you down. All right, the other thing that's buzzworthy is the CNN ORC poll showing that Donald Trump's national gains extend to Florida and Ohio. And Ohio is one of the biggest, baddest, most important states because the old saying is, so goes Ohio, so goes the presidency. So, meaning you don't want Ohio, ooh, it's pretty tough, you know. Ohio, what else starts to fall? And we've got, do you know that we have 8 weeks before Election Day? Is that shocking? I want to say that to you one more time. 8 weeks. Let's take the mystery out of it. That doesn't seem possible, does it? But it is. 8 weeks, and we are voting. Are you going to go and vote? Are you hoping there's going to be a very, very long line? I like to vote on Election Day. Unless there was some reason I couldn't, then I would do absentee, but I've never had to do that. When I was a kid, my mother emphasized social studies, knowing what was happening, and we were allowed to talk at the table as long as we weren't completely dunderheads on whatever the issue was. So it was a very big deal for me to go and vote in an election. It was huge. So Election Day, I go. If I have to line up, great. I love that feeling. I hope the places around me explode with humanity. I hope people go and vote. Whether we want to talk about the Electoral College having this sway or not, I think it's so important. A Bloomberg politics survey of Ohio voters released on Wednesday morning found that Trump was ahead by 5 points Wednesday of this week, identical to the margin in the survey of Ohio voters and Quinnipiac University surveys released after Labor Day, showing an even contest in Florida with Trump up 4 points in Ohio. And I'll say it again, Ohio is an important state in this election, a very, very important state in this election. So Clinton might not have the right stuff to get even the young people to look at her. That was one of the aces in the hole, essentially, of Barack Obama. But that doesn't mean that's going to happen for Hillary Clinton. With the way they're running the campaign, I would say this could go either way. But we've said that all along, when people were doubting even that Trump was going to get the nomination. Well, that we knew that he surpassed that. But now what? Now what happens? Pretty interesting stuff. It is buzzworthy, and that's what gets in, whatever is a buzzworthy. This is buzzworthy. Pilot error was cited in the fatal Blue Angels crash. People hate to hear that, and boy, when I was younger, I remember seeing the Blue Angels, amazing maneuvers that they can do, and this is out of Pensacola, Florida. Marine Captain Jeff Cuss, 32, attempted to eject in the seconds before the crash, but could not do it. They say there was a lot of pilot error as the cause of that crash. Weather and fatigue were contributing factors. Movies next.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. And this could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal-Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Tonight, certainly it's getting a ton of buzz. A lot of television spots have been out there. I've seen actually even a billboard with Snowden on it or Joseph Gordon-Levitt on it playing the role of Snowden. There are many recognizable names as part of the cast, but probably no one bigger than Oliver Stone, who is the director of this movie, who put this movie together, in other words, brought the people together for it. It's rated R. It's a long movie. 2 hours and 18 minutes. Somebody said to me today, without even knowing anything about it, an Oliver Stone movie? Oh, I don't know if I can make it all the way through. So, who's in the movie? Besides Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Shailene Woodley's in it. Zach Quinto is in it. Remember him from Zachary. Remember him from Star Trek. You'd recognize his face. Nick Cage is in it. And Clint Eastwood's son, Scott Eastwood, is actually in this movie, too. Snowden. Here's a little clip.
Best I can tell, you've been walking around with two broken legs for weeks.
When do I go back?
You ever again land on those legs of yours, those bones will turn to powder. Plenty other ways to serve your country.
You want to
to be Special Forces?
Yes, sir.
Why do you want to join the CIA?
I'd like to help my country make a difference in the world.
The average test time is 5 hours.
Done, sir.
It's been 40 minutes.
38 minutes. What should I do now?
Whatever you want.
The deputy director of the NSA offered me a new position.
Can you tell me anything about it?
You know I can't.
Find the terrorist in the internet haystack.
You're making people very happy.
Thank you.
You ready for a little action?
Oh, this looks cheesy. How is this all possible?
Think of it as a Google search, except instead of searching only what people make public, we're also looking at everything they don't. Emails, chats, SMS, whatever.
Yeah, but which people?
The whole kingdom, Snow White.
The NSA is really tracking every cell phone in the world.
Most Americans don't want freedom. They want security.
Except people, they don't even know they've made that bargain.
Are they watching us?
There's something going on inside the government that's really wrong, and I can't ignore it. I just want to get this data to the world. I feel like I'm made to do this, and if I don't do it, then I don't know anybody else that can. This is everything I have. They're gonna figure out what I've done.
Did you access an unauthorized program?
The government knows that we have these documents now.
You're looking at possible death sentences.
I can't swim back from this.
Watch yourself. We're running out of time.
They're gonna come for me. They're gonna come for all of you too.
Yeah, Snowden. So again, Oliver Stone is the key here. If you've seen any Oliver Stone movies, then you sort of know what to expect. Different from Snowden and the question of the whistleblower, traitor, or is he a hero? Nope, this is a comedy, Bridget Jones, Baby. Here it is.
Dear Diary, it's sort of a funny story. A few months ago, I met Jack.
So it lasted 6 hours?
What lasted 6 hours?
A puppet show that Auntie Bridge went to.
So not, I don't know about him.
How much do you need to know?
He has a pretty nice-sized puppet. And then the next week...
Give her a little kiss, you know, on the forehead there. What's talking about the baby?
Mark, my ex and I had similar relations. Mr. Darcy. I can't go back and keep making same mistakes. I'm pregnant when I can make new ones.
So you have no idea which of us is the father?
Surely one of those days is more likely.
They're both equally likely. So do bring along the father if you can work out which one he is.
For better or worse, fate has brought us together.
Both of you, stop it.
Brought you a nice tea.
Thank you.
I brought you a super juice.
Oh.
Let me carry that for you.
Thank you.
Can I carry your phone?
Bridget, who do you want to be the father?
It's like the final of the X Factor.
Dial 01 if you wanted to be Mark, and 02 if you wanted to be Jack. In my mind,
I'm riding around the car. Are you in love with him?
I have been. In the past.
And me?
I could be. One day.
How do you orchestrate such cliffhangers in your life?
This is not how I thought this would be. But however we choose to do this, the most important thing is the baby.
Good God, Bridget, you're immense.
This is a two-man show. Which of you is the father?
I am.
Right.
And who do we have here? I'm Bridget, and this is Jack, and this is Mark. Lovely. You're our second same-sex couple today.
I think you get the idea here. Breaking up with Mark Darcy, leaving Bridget Jones over 40 and single. She thinks she has everything under control. She falls for somebody else, a top news producer. And the rest is history, as they say. So Renee Zellweger, Colin Firth, Patrick Dempsey, Emma Thompson is in it. And Gemma Jones also makes an appearance in this. And Rotten Tomatoes did not, which, of course, pulls together whatever is out there and gives you an aggregate count of it. Rotten Tomatoes actually said 100%, and IMDb was 6.7 out of 10 for what that's worth. This is a long movie, too. 2 hours and 3 minutes. It's rated R, romantic comedy, folks. That's the key. And finally, we go out on this one, The Good Neighbor.
Ladies and gentlemen, I present to you Exhibit C, the living room cam. The camera that ultimately captured the tragedy of the so-called Haunting Project. What ended up happening after the camera was turned off?
And there he goes. Okay, let's do this. The theory, with the proper execution, it is possible to drive an unsuspecting person into believing that they are truly being haunted. The subject, Harold Graney, the creepy psycho hermit that lives across the street.
We route all of this together into
Mission Control.
We're going to be so famous after this.
And wakey, wakey. Knock, knock. Wait, where is he going?
Whoa, whoa.
You got a noise complaint? You mind if I come in?
Yeah, I do.
No matter what we do to this guy, he never does anything about it.
We're convinced that our haunts and Granny's basement are somehow related.
Do you actually think that he's a murderer?
Get out of here! Shut up! Keep that on a leash. I'm gonna cut him in 4 pieces and set him home in his can.
There's something going on in that basement.
No, wait.
If you don't record this, I'm gonna come back here and kill you myself.
Can you hear me?
Come on. Run, 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 run. Is he looking at us? He knows!
Be careful how far we push this guy.
Sick. We're not going in the basement. You're obsessed.
It's just a prank.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-954-9674. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-954-9674. That's 1-800-954-9674. 1-800-954-9674.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Show. I always say it's about numbers. Look around you, people. Isn't it? It's all about numbers. That's what we talk about constantly in our lives. You know, I was a kid that grew up more steeped in language. I was more about language. I realized how much I was missing out there, not paying attention to the numbers. So check this out. Can you imagine being involved in a divorce that cost you $1.1 billion? Yeah, let me say that again. Again, we're talking about the big numbers on this show, $1.1 billion. So here's what you have to ask yourself first. If that's how much this divorce was, right, how much money did this guy have in the first place? So the answer is, when you say the word tycoon, that gives you a hint. And guess what? It's a Chinese tycoon who bought Grindr, is paying the wife more than $1 billion in that split up because of what the value of the company is, and, you know, basically how much money the guy had, the chairman of this online gaming site had. So he's agreed to transfer, you know, those shares of the firm to his wife. And this was just a big filing that happened and caught the attention of somebody who was paying attention. Zhao Yuhu is the name of the guy, is the name of the Chinese tycoon behind the dating app Grindr. See, those apps, they'll make you money. And he's got to hand over those shares. It's like 278 million shares, something like that, or yuan. Think of that if you were to translate how much it would be worth, because the company's stock closed at 2644. Wow, crazy numbers. All right, let's leap to something else. How about this? Hackers stealing the medical information of U.S. Olympic stars. Now, we've talked about this before, and how invasive this is, and how outrageous this is. But if you look at what the World Anti-Doping Agency is saying, they're saying that Russian hackers broke into their database, and they stole all of these Olympic stars' information, including Simone Biles and tennis player Venus Williams. So that can't make you feel comfortable. Again, we go to this information, and what protection do you have when you turn over information? That certainly can't make you feel good. So, like, Simone has filed, and this is the advancement of the story, Simone has filed paperwork, they say, the proper paperwork, according to the U.S. Anti-Doping Association and the WADA requirements, and so there's no violation. Venus Williams issued a statement saying that her drug test results had been hacked and that she had also been granted therapeutic use exemptions, but she doesn't really say the reasons for the exemptions, because you can imagine, again, now we're talking about drug results, especially that are being released out there. So, you know, here's your number. They say that the amount of information, thousands and thousands and thousands of private tests were actually ripped off from this Russian hacker. And this is, again, a cyber attack, and you can condemn it. You can say what you want, but once they have the info, they have the info. And guess what? It's too late. So there's not much you can do to combat that. But imagine getting that phone call. You know, your Simone Biles, you're coming off of this incredible high, pardon the pun, of being in Rio and winning all those medals. And boom, you get this phone call that, oh, yeah, those drug results, those tests have been hacked into, and everything else having to do with your medical records is floating around out there. And, geez, we're so sorry. We apologize. But there's absolutely nothing we can do about it. And to that I say, you know, there's people making billions of dollars in the security industry. And is it that the hackers are just that good? If you remember, we had the head of Norton on this show a couple of years ago, and he talked about how much money they were spending to try to figure out all the different ways that people could be hacked into, that sites could be hacked into, and that it was the backbone, of course it is, the backbone of their industry, is how do you stop people from getting in and ripping you off, right? Speaking of being ripped off, the iPhone 7, is it a rip-off or not? I said this the other night on the show, that from his grave, the genius of Steve Jobs continues, because people clamor to get the newest, greatest, latest, and this phone has all kinds of cool elements that are attached to it that you don't have on the other versions of the iPhone. I think I mentioned this. I'm still back in the fives. So who knows? You know, they'll be at 10 and I'm still back in the fives. And the thing is, with the constant updates and whatnot, that's where it's, I think, even bigger. But what they can do with this phone, and the fact that you don't even have the jacks in the phone anymore, I think in one way disastrous, because people who lose things. My husband, for example, is a great example of that. A stylist, headphones that you can't find. I mean, we forget it. It's like keys. We'd be looking around for them forever. And I think people are going to have problems with that. They're going to think it's really cool, but they're also going to have problems with losing it. So with not having anything attached to it, and even then people lose their headsets, they lose whatever it is that they're attaching to the phone. Bluetooth, we see that constantly all the time. But hey, the demand is out there, so it's even stronger than they anticipated, they say, this for this new phone. They say the stock's up 8% so far this week, that it really surged 4% on Wednesday. So Apple customers can order models online, but the wait might be a lot longer. There's an overwhelming demand for the new black and jet black iPhones, especially. So the delivery dates are all the way into November, unless you were lucky and you jumped on this right away. But They've got a choice of, black is the most popular, but check this out. They have a choice of silver, of course, silver, gold, and rose gold. And they're saying that the colors, the whole color thing, only around in limited quantities because of how quickly they're being snapped up. And with this anniversary of the smartphone coming up, and there's been these hints that Apple's going to do something even bigger, badder, etc., how quickly is this going to be out of date, which was my point the other day on the show. The company is worth, you know, how much? More than $600 billion. And, you know, so it's alphabet soup. It's kind of like Lucky 7. Somebody said that to me the other day. Isn't it like Lucky 7 for the whole iPhone deal? And I mentioned this in fairness with me. I love technology, but listen, you gotta have the big bucks. The guy that talks about the flying saucers, he has the big bucks. They probably call George Norrie and say, hey, do you want to test our latest phone? We're the little show that could. So I got to operate with the limited capital. So I'm going to probably be in the fives for a while. They may be on 10, and I'll probably still be on the fives. Moving along to something else with numbers in it. How about this? Trump's son comes out and says, you know what? Everybody wants to see my father's tax returns, but let me tell you something. It's a 12,000-page deal. So we can't handle, or you can't handle, the 12,000 pages. Oh, now, come on. Didn't everybody pour through Hillary Clinton's emails? Isn't there a way to just cherry-pick what we want to see? But that's what his son is arguing. He's saying, you know, the reason that having voters look at the tax returns is how would they scrutinize them? Because it would distract from his message. Don Jr. said this. He said that that's why he publicly won't disclose his tax returns, because it doesn't make any sense. 12,000 pages, the financial auditors would have to, it would just detract. They'd be going through everything to try to explain it, and it doesn't make any sense. You know, he went further to say, listen, you got to think about it this way. You got a $10 billion business, and it's, if he dumped his taxes out, that's what you would have. And there'd be all kinds of misinterpretations that could have a real effect on the elections because of the 12,000. I don't know. Does that hold weight with you? Does that hold water? Do you think that's true? I mean, I think it's true that his tax returns could be that big, absolutely, with all the companies, etc. But you know what? Here's the thing. I said this before, if you're going to have full transparency, so you got to put it out there, let people deal with it, probably would have been good just to have dumped them out beforehand, because it would have been out there, and then whoever wanted to analyze it upside down could have done that. Would it be a distraction? Would there be questions? I mean, of course there would be questions about that, obviously, because of all the business entanglements that he has, and I guess that's part of the deal. So it is absolutely a good thing to do in trotting his son out and saying that, because it is true. He has, you know, he's got miles and miles of tax returns, but that can't really be an excuse if you're trying to be transparent in releasing your taxes. All right, check this out. The electronic Chevy Bolt goes 238 miles on a charge. Do you ever foresee yourself? Picture this. Do you picture yourself, wherever you're listening to me, driving down a country road somewhere in your Chevy Bolt, waiting for where the next single charge will come from? Yeah. They say it's enough to drive from New York City to Washington, D.C., or nearly enough to make a round trip between L.A. and San Diego. Again, you better know where the charging stations are. Okay, that's another edition of We Can Count. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to talk about the cost of Chinese counterfeiting and the Internet with David Wilkenfeld, the CEO of Prom Girl.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now.
To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Are the answers to your present and future hidden in your past? Akashic Readings help you learn to unlock the answers for love, finances, weight loss, self-esteem, confusion, grief and loss, and more. Akashic Email Readings by Dr. Kelly Maroon, Ph.D. are specially priced right now. Learn more at Dr. Kelly Maroon's website, AkashicUniversal.com, spelled A-K-A-S-H-I-C Universal.com. Change your life today. Become one with your true path with intention on purpose. Visit AkashicUniversal.com.
Welcome to another edition of It's Your Business here on America Tonight. Really excited about our next guest. He's in our virtual green room right now. David Wilkenfeld joins us. He's the CEO of PromGirl.com. And actually, it's interesting because we look at these Chinese counterfeit websites that are continuing to be out there and flourish, and we've talked about them here on the show, and now there is a petition to stop them dead in their tracks. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has had, you know, pretty much it up to here when it comes to that. So what is it that they're doing? So it's perfect to have David on with us to flush this out a little bit more for us. So, David, tell us more about this. How big has this become for the Chinese? What are they doing?
So, it's a major problem for our industry, the farm and bridal industry, and Farm Girl, obviously, by our name, is more involved in farm, although we do have some bridal business. And the Chinese companies and factories are putting up these very inexpensive and not well-organized websites without the policies of pricing, and they are stealing images and designs from American companies, putting inflating prices and then selling very, very cheap knockoffs of the same styles. And over the course of our prom season, we hear from thousands of customers that are in tears because they got a dress that looks nothing like what they expected, and it fits nothing like it's supposed to fit. And, you know, we try to help where possible, but a lot of farms, you know, throughout the country, a lot of girls have a negative experience because of these Chinese counterfeit sites.
Wow. So when you say you try to help where you can, like doing interviews like this, right, getting the word out, be careful. Make sure you know when you're clicking on certain sites where you're really going.
Well, yes, there's a whole awareness campaign going on with us and other companies. BuzzFeed did a big article on problem, you know, with the social media and Instagram. Girls are posting, you know, various power stories. And we also have started and will continue on a bigger level to offer girls, you know, a course because, you know, most families are on limited budgets. So if they do have a problem, we'll try to help them mitigate the expense of trying to fix the problem and get them a certified designer dress, which is what they expected in the first place.
Yeah, and as you said, you're part of this, so you're, you know, trying to make the awareness out. Prom is big, obviously it's huge, and there's this petition, and maybe the petition raises awareness for it too. Have you ever seen anything like this in your industry?
It's become more prevalent over the years. I think it's a pervasive problem that is not just impacting you know, our industry, but it's a problem throughout, you know, many industries and many designers, and it's just I think it's expanded because of the presence of, you know, the internet and the ability to reach more people, and there's less regulation over trade and many things as a result of the internet, and so there's a lot of issues that are happening that don't really have laws in place yet to properly address them. And, you know, part of the battle and what we're doing is working with the government and working with customs agencies and the payment agencies and trying to figure out, and Google, obviously, which is taking money from these counterfeit Chinese websites for advertising, and that's a lot of how the customers are becoming aware of these sites. So there's a fight on multiple fronts to control this problem and hopefully eventually eliminate it, but it's a huge problem. It's not going to go away anytime soon, so there's, you know, multiple fights on many fronts that are happening, you know, continually.
So since you're the CEO of PromGirl.com, what do you tell, I mean, this is good, so advice to make sure that you don't end up with your teenage daughter in tears, what do you advise that they do? Just make sure, that, I mean, obviously your site is safe, and just be double check on anything they do when they're looking for dresses?
Well, first of all, you know, it's like with most things, if something seems too good to be true, then it probably is. So, you know, if you're looking around and a dress is normally $300-$400 and you see it, you know, for $100 or $150, that would be a red flag. If there's not a clear, you know, address, U.S. address, a phone number to speak to someone in customer service, clear return policies, if the dresses are not in stock, if they have to, you know, be made to order, that would be a something that should be a red flag. And then most designers have a where to buy on the designer website, so you could always go and reference their website, check, make sure that the website where you're going is an authorized dealer for the brand or the dress that you're looking for. So there are numerous ways to check, you know, but a lot of it is getting the awareness out that there's even an issue. So I think that's starting to happen, and we'll continue to bring awareness along with many other people that this is impacting, you know, bringing awareness to the consumer.
That's great advice. David Wilkenfeld, thanks so much, CEO of PromGirl.com. Check it out. I'm so glad that people are out there trying to do whatever they can to fight against what's happening out there with counterfeit. It's ridiculous. David, thank you.
Oh, you're very welcome.
So this is a problem. We're talking about Google, and they're talking about Google searches, and they have taken over 500,000 URLs down And then you look at the listings, you look at the marketplace, over 100,000 listings taken down. Give you some statistics here. They say that one full-time employee along with a 20-person team spanning multiple departments are working on all these anti-counterfeiting projects. What's the industry impact on what we just talked about? Check this out. You ready for this? They say that it costs about $300 million in lost revenue a year with the special occasions industry. So that means bridal, prom, all of that. The economic impact, check this economic impact out. These rogue sites, they get about 50 billion visits a year. The cost to our economy, ready, another B for you, $250 billion annually. How many jobs are lost? 750,000 jobs are lost. Obviously, it's an epidemic. So the American Bridal and Prom Industry Association has launched this anti-counterfeit petition that I mentioned. The APPIA is requesting the American people to support this petition and help propose some new policies to stop illegal overseas websites using those images, those proprietary images, and this aggressive advertising to deceive the public into believing that they're getting something authentic. And I think David made a great point. If it seems too good to be true, don't we know this? Then it is too good to be true. You're not getting a prom dress for, you know, $50 to $100 and thinking that that's right. It's not. It's especially when we're talking about going on a website, that's where you're getting ripped off. And that's where he's saying, then they get these dresses and it's right up against the time that they would go to a prom, or a bride is getting ready to walk down the aisle, and it's too late to try to fix it and come up with something to rig up these dresses that are absolutely counterfeit. So we've seen that this certainly has exploded, and it's costing jobs. It absolutely is costing American jobs from these Chinese counterfeit goods, because it's such a billion-dollar industry for them. So these counterfeit websites are jacking us, are hijacking us, and they continue to operate, because how much leverage do you have? So good for the APPIA, because they realize what's going on when they get all these crazy phone calls and somebody sees a dress and it's similar to what a legitimate company, sometimes a company that's been in business for a long time, has, and they don't understand when they try to connect the dots why it doesn't match up. And the reason is because they were on one of these websites. And in fact, if we wind the clock back 3 years, there are some statistics on this. Again, we're talking about billions of dollars. In 2013, the total value of, this is goods seized, okay, originating from China, you know how much? $1.22 billion. And who knows? I mean, this is what they know, what they've tracked, what they've been able to do. But there's probably so much more that's slipped in and nobody realizes it's happening. They get away with it. So crazy. Just another one of those counterfeit deals that is benefiting somebody else and harming other people in the United States. All right, that's another edition of It's Your Business.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.